morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So glad to be back with you today. Hope your day is off to a good start. My thanks to Libby Denkman for hosting yesterday while I was out. We got a lot to talk about in the program, including restaurants reopening for outdoor dining here in Southern California. In a rather surprise move on Monday, the state of California announcing that it was doing away with its statewide stay-at-home order, moving back to the color tiers, which enable the local health departments to determine what they're going to do with allowing restaurants, hair salons, barbershops, etc. to reopen. So I'd like to hear from those of you that have restaurants, also if you're in the personal care field, about reopening and some of the challenges you might be having along the way. Obviously, you've got to get your staff back. If you had weather protections in the outdoor spaces, perhaps you have to reinstall that with the heaters and some of the protective barriers that you had to keep people warm or not windblown. The provisioning of your kitchens, not knowing how many people were quickly going to come back. And, oh, we have a big rainstorm that's coming tonight, too. So all this for you to keep in mind as a restaurateur. I'd like to hear from you what's going on with your business as you look to potentially reopen outdoors. And if you're not going to reopen outside, you were doing it before but are not going to do it, I'd like to hear the reasons why. We're at 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Very important that we quickly get restaurateurs on the air. If you're an employee of a restaurant, that's great too. We're a manager of a restaurant. But I want to hear from you so we can describe to others in Southern California what's going on as you prepare your business to operate. 866-893-5722. Yesterday on Take Two, A. Martinez spoke with Susan Feniger, the noted chef and the co-owner of Zocalo Restaurant in Santa Monica and the Border Grills. And she described some of these challenges.
When we close down for the outside dining, you have to lay people off. So those people are now struggling with how are they going to feed their family themselves.
Yeah.
Some of them are going to go and try to find a job in another place. So now if you have lost employees, now all of a sudden you have to bring employees back on. But some of those people have gone, and maybe they have found another job. Or maybe they're too nervous to come back to work. Now you have to hire someone new.
And train them. Yeah.
So it's very expensive for the restaurants to do that.
So a lot of challenges, and there you're talking obviously with an extremely successful restaurateur, Susan Feniger, with A yesterday on Take Two. I want to hear from you at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. With us to kick off the conversation, food editor at LAist, Elena Shatkin. Elena, thank you so much for getting us started today. What are we seeing in the way of these ramp-up efforts to reopen?
I think we're seeing a real mixture of excitement and nervousness from restaurateurs. I mean, first off, the announcement was pretty sudden, and that recalls what happened back in the summer when LA County officials announced outdoor dining would resume again for restaurants. And they made that announcement, and they said, okay, it's going to happen a day or two later. And they hadn't even announced what regulations restaurant owners had to follow. You know, I believe they said that restaurants could reopen Friday night, and they didn't even post the regulations that restaurants had to follow until late Friday afternoon or early Friday evening. So it was a real scramble, and that's happening a little bit this time. Now, it's a little better this time because this time around, most restaurants, you know, they at some point were already probably doing outdoor dining. So they at least have a good sense of what they think the restrictions will be, but we don't really know because the county officials haven't announced that yet. They're not expected to announce it until maybe later today, Thursday afternoon, or possibly even tomorrow, Friday. But it'll probably be, you know, restrictions on the number of people, maybe at 50% capacity for outdoor dining, possibly limits on how long people can stay at tables, possibly curfews. We'll see.
Well, and I wonder, too, with the weather, if some restaurants might consider, because it's going to be quite rainy for the next couple of days, maybe they're just hold off on reopening.
Well, yeah, if we're expecting, some big storms and some rain this weekend, I think that could, make restaurant owners want to hold off. But even if we weren't, I don't think you're going to see every restaurant. Like, I don't think you're going to see your favorite neighborhood restaurant just rushing to open its doors on Friday night. Many restaurants will probably want to take a few days, maybe even longer, and, figure out, what they need to do to comply with the safety measures. And some other restaurants might not want to open, reopen at all right now. They might wait for a couple months until they can reopen at full capacity because, as, Sue Feniger, the quote you played a moment ago talks about, it's pretty expensive to do all these things. And for some restaurants, it might not make financial sense to do it right now. It might be a better idea for them to hold off and wait until they can open with more capacity. And they're pretty sure that the county isn't going to turn around and say, okay, we've changed the regulations again.
All right, we're talking with Elena Shatkin, food editor at LAist.com. We're at 866-893-KPCC. I need to hear from you. If you're a restaurateur, you manage a restaurant, what are you mulling right now? What have you decided to do? What logistically are you working on? And I know you're working very busily right now. We'll try not to keep you on the phone very long because you're in the midst of all this. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Kevin, in Koreatown, you've got a restaurant in Koreatown, is that right? And are you reopening?
Yes, it's my father who owns the restaurant, and I help him manage it. And by the way, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, great. Nice to have you with us. So is it a Korean food restaurant?
It's a small Korean food restaurant, and I've been saying this for a long time, but it's really hard for the big restaurants to survive. And like the other the LA food person right before me said, some people are not going to open just because it may not be worth it. And it's now or never for all the restaurant owners in anywhere in the country.
Yeah, and for you, did you consider, you and your father, not reopening the restaurant, or do you feel like you really need to do this to kind of tread water until full dining reopens?
No, we've been waiting for a long time to open in some capacity, and we are ready to reopen all the tents. I mean, we only have one tent, it's a small place, but, we need to do something. Outdoor dining, it just needs to happen.
And are you able to get your staff back to do this, to open up tomorrow?
Luckily for small restaurants, staffing is not that much of an issue because it's a small restaurant.
So it's kind of like family, I assume.
No, it's just my father who runs it, and I help him run the English part of the business, I guess you can call it.
Uh-huh.
But staffing is really not an issue because it's a small restaurant.
Kevin, thanks so much, and we wish you and your father all the best with reopening your restaurant tomorrow. You mind sharing the name of your restaurant in Koreatown?
Mom's Restaurant on 8th and Catalina.
Mom's Restaurant. That's perfect. Run by Dad. That sounds good. Thank you so much, Kevin. I assume it's a lot of Mom's recipes. 866-893-KPECC. The AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk, but I really want to hear from those of you in the restaurant business. Also, if you're a hairstylist, if you're a manicurist, if you're a barber, I'd be interested in hearing as well how you feel about opening up with the limited capacity that's required. I assume this is going to be very similar to what happened before the stay-at-home order by the state was issued. So I'd just like to know, you have any trepidation about coming back, or you chomping at the bit to get back to your place of work and to get back to it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Lena Shatkin, what's your sense of the difference in the challenges that small restaurants like the last one we heard about face versus some of the larger ones with, high rent and big staffs to oversee?
Well, they definitely face a different set of challenges, right? If you've got a big restaurant, you have a larger footprint, you have to turn over more tables, you have to do more covers per night, and you have to think about whether you know, bringing in the number of people it would require to staff, you know, the kitchen and to serve people is going to be worth it to, you know, given, say, like, restaurants are allowed to return at only 50% capacity for outdoor dining, right? You have to figure that out. But on the other hand, you probably also have more capital, which means that you may have a bit of an easier time, you know, putting in, you know, installing whatever safety measures you need to do to, you know, to comply with the county's directives. So, you know, there are pros and cons for each.
So the challenges are many and manifest in different ways for each restaurant. Sabrina in Silver Lake, I understand you have a restaurant. Are you going to be reopening for outdoor dining?
Hi, Larry. Yes, we are planning to reopen for a form of outdoor dining probably next week, at the beginning of next week, with such short notice. We will not be starting this Friday, but previous to the last shutdown, we were doing a full-service dining on our patio, which was only six tables, myself serving, busing, doing the front of the house, and my husband, Spencer, is the chef doing everything back of the house. And so we are now only going to do a more casual form of that at Azette, which is just you order up at our window, and then we bring you the food, and then you pay up at the window. So it will have to be a more casual form because we are also doing takeout, pickup and delivery, which is just very difficult to do with only two people running.
Well, yeah, if you're having to handle the whole front of the house, even with just six tables, I mean, that's got to be extremely difficult. And is your husband truly the only person back of house, or does he have any help back there?
No, absolutely no help.
No one.
Myself, when I can do the dishes with him.
Oh, my goodness.
On Expo, but it's literally just the two of us. He is the prep cook. He's the line cook. He's the executive chef. He's the owner. And I do all the front of the house. So right now, unfortunately, that's our situation. We miss our staff tremendously, and we really hope we can rehire staff as soon as possible. We've applied for the second round of PPP. We're hoping that goes through and hoping that as soon as there is more dining available that we can do, and vaccines, of course, that we can hire again. Right now, with the new restrictions for outdoor dining, now that's going to be 8 feet apart at each table, that limits us to only having four tables on our patio.
Oh, okay. Sabrina, we wish you all the best. You mind sharing the name of your restaurant?
Yes, the name is Azette. We're in Silver Lake in the strip mall just off of Sunset.
All right, Azette. All right, Sabrina, we wish you and your husband all the best. I can't imagine how exhausted you're going to be when you get home at night, the two of you, with taking this on, just the two of you. But we wish you all the best. 866-893-KPECC. It's whatever it takes, of course, with a small business. Anyone who's had a small business can tell you. You just have to adapt to survive. Billy in Koreatown. And Stan, you're a hairstylist. And are you going to go back to work?
Yeah, I'm going back today. And I just wanted to say there's another angle to it, too. It's the client themselves. So the salon is pretty much upside down because 50 to 60, maybe 70% don't come back in because of the fear. So it's great to go back to work, but we still have our clientele that does not want to come in until, you know, because we're in the middle of it still.
So. Sure, that's understandable. Where is the salon that you work?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Okay. And so it sounds, it's not your salon, is it?
No.
Do you have any sense of what the owners of the salon are going through right now?
Luckily, I mean, they're property owners.
Oh, that helps. Yeah.
That helps that they're, you know, on that level. But still, it's the industry in general. It's just, there's a whole different outlook on how to do this and what to do. But from our past experience, even with the busier hairdressers going back the last time, I would ask them, you know, what's your clientele? And they said about 60 to 50% are not showing up.
Wow.
It's understandable because.
Sure.
So hopefully, you know, in due time, but it's rough.
Billy, we wish you all the best. I know you got to make a living, and And it's understandable that the customers are reluctant to come back, particularly with the, you know, still the hospitalization rate that we're seeing. We wish you all the best. Billy, hairstylist in Koreatown, who styles hair in Beverly Hills. Let's talk with Deanne in Encino. I understand you're also a hairstylist. Are you going to go back to work?
Yeah, I'm already back. We went back to work on Tuesday. Obviously, lots of sterilizing and making sure everybody's safe.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you feel about going back to work with your clients?
Well, being the third time going back, I do feel a little bit more comfortable. The main stress is contracting COVID and then passing it to my clients. But I do feel better that my seniors have mostly been vaccinated now. So I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable with all of that. You know, it is still a lot of stress on us. We can only do one client at a time, obviously. So our income is very reduced. And we have super high rent as hairstylists. So that's a big challenge to try to overcome. We work long days in order to incorporate, you know, just a few clients, where before we could, you know, we could double up, triple up on clients. So it's a little bit of a, you know, long, hard days. Like today, is going to be a 10-hour day in just a few clients.
Wow. So you've got enough clients coming back to support a 10-hour day, but you've got to work on spacing your clients, I assume, with the other stylists on site to keep at that, 25% capacity or whatever?
Right. Now, I do work in a studio. I no longer work in the big salons anymore. I have a partner. We're allowed to work together with one client each.
Okay.
We are 6 feet apart. So, you know, in the 10-hour day is only just a few clients because of the spacing. We do sterilize everything, the chair, the shampoo bowl, all our instruments in between each client just to keep things safer.
Deanne, we wish you the best. Thank you so much, but beautifully articulating the challenge and the concern about the transmission of COVID-19 between clients and yourself. 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I want to hear from those of you who are restaurateurs. What are you planning to do? Are you going to reopen your outdoor dining? Will it be different than it was before if you were open earlier? And how challenging has it been to re-equip the outdoor space, get your employees on board, and to prepare to reopen? 866-893-KPECC. Back in 1 minute. The lifting of the stay-at-home order has left restaurants with some tough decisions and challenges in getting their spaces opened up for outdoor diners again. We're talking with restaurateurs, also with stylists and barbers about what it's like for them going back to work. They're, of course, doing their work indoors typically. Most salons don't have any space to do it outside and bring water and everything else you need to do it outside. But they're doing it, of course, at reduced capacity. Alan in Monrovia says, I own a hair salon. It's been a real struggle of late. Even had to sell my favorite watch to pay the rent. That being said, we plan on opening tomorrow and are following the state's rules with my 5 employees cleaning our building and everything. As of now, we've all managed to make it through this. The name of our hair salon is Salon Butte de Monrovia. All right, or Butte, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but we thank you so much, Alan, and wish you all the best. 866-893-KPECC. Elena Shatkin, food editor at LAist. You know, one of the things that our hairstylists have raised is the question whether people are going to want to go back into a salon or, even with outdoor dining, go back to their favorite restaurants to eat outside.
Well, yeah, that's a big consideration for restaurants when they're deciding if and when they're going to reopen outdoor dining at this limited capacity, right? You know, a lot of people may not be ready to go back and eat outdoors, especially with, you know, ICUs still at very limited or near zero capacity here in Southern California and the vaccine, you know, starting to roll out. I think there are going to be a lot of diners who might say to themselves, and honestly, I know I'm in this category of saying, you know what, I think I'm probably going to wait until there are fewer COVID cases, and maybe I'm just going to wait until I get a vaccine. And it seems like most other people have gotten vaccines. So, you know, obviously restaurants have to weigh out what they're, you know, whether that makes it worth it for them to do it. And I understand, you know, that's going to be a different decision for every business.
So true. I've only eaten at a restaurant outdoors or at all on site twice in the 10 months since the start of the pandemic. And they were both places I had a chance to look over, see with the spacing, see how they did things. Because I'm real finicky about that stuff. Yeah, as you say, we're right in the midst of this right now, and I wonder how much the pent-up demand for people to get out, to socialize, to be outdoors versus concerns, you know, how that's going to play out. Tamara Dang tweets at AirTalk, I'm a salon owner with mixed feelings about the governor's and L.A. Public Health Department allowing us to reopen. Our numbers haven't improved. ICU is still minimal percent, and now we have new variants. I feel reopening will encourage careless behavior was what she was going to say. All right. Let's see. We have Business SOS who tweets at AirTalk. We're excited to still not be allowed to open our bar's patio, given we're operating on a bar license, regardless of the fact that we operate with a full menu, just like restaurants. So Business SOS saying we're excited to still not be allowed to open outdoor on the bar. And back to Tamara's tweet, said, I feel reopening will encourage careless behavior in our area and accelerate overall spread of COVID-19. 866-893-KPECC. Violetta in Highland Park says, my boyfriend works in the restaurant industry. He's going back to work Saturday, and we live together, and I'm concerned restaurant workers aren't getting priority for vaccine distribution. That's Violetta in Highland Park. Let's talk with Michelle in West Hollywood. Michelle, I understand you own a salon, and are you back in business?
Yes, we are. We opened back up on Tuesday.
Okay, and so is it much the same as it was pre-stay-at-home order?
Pretty much. I mean, we've been at 25%, I think, since August, which is just killing our business. I mean, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it's.
We're not terrified because of safety. We're terrified because of the lack of income coming in.
Yeah. Understandably. Now, as the owner of the salon, how has this affected the relationships of your people there that are either renting the spaces or that you're dealing with and trying to work out a schedule that fits the 25% capacity?
Well, the first time around, it was definitely there. It was a little intense because I think people were at home for so long, but this time around, we're family. The salon environment is very much like a family, and we all want to work together. We all want to be safe. And the only problem is the hardest part is that we can't collect the same income, the same revenue or same rent that we were collecting back when we were even at 50%. So everything's had to change, and we're really fortunate. Our landlady's working with us, but we've been really fortunate in those terms, like where everyone's willing to work together because we all want to stay together and work.
Yeah, but it's just been a year full of stress, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing that we've made it this far, but a lot of salons have, which is incredible, but I don't know how much longer we can do it. Like, thank God this opened up this week.
Yeah. Now, are you having any trouble getting clients to fill that 25% capacity, or do they feel safe coming in?
People feel safe. I've had a lot of clients who have come in that say they feel safer than being at their doctor's office. I mean, we're so strict. We all want to be safe and protect ourselves and protect our clients. But we have had a lot of the older clients that are like, oh, we're going to wait until the numbers are down. So we have lost clients, but just because they just don't feel safe. And I think that with the stay-at-home order, salons have been dragged through the mud, and we're probably one of the safest spots you can be in.
Michelle, I appreciate it very much. You know, of course, the challenge with salons, I understand what you're saying about the contact tracing and the masking, but is still being in that indoor environment, even at the reduced capacity. And it's understandable people would have concerns about that. Julie in Pasadena says, I'm a hairdresser and we're struggling because many of our customers are uncomfortable coming into the salon. The volatility of the California orders, especially now during this surge, isn't comforting for me being in close contact with my clients. That's Julie in Pasadena. You can share your comments on the Air Talk page at kpecc.org. My thanks to Elena Shatkin, food editor at LAist.com, to talk with us about how restaurants are dealing with the whiplash from the quick order that came out Monday that they could reopen with outdoor dining. Some restaurants will do so as soon as tomorrow.